same thing all right.
Would you ought to give me just a minute?
Punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary,
freely, voluntarily, and understandingly made and entered by you. Is this plea of guilty on your part, the free act of your free will, made with your full knowledge and understanding of its meaning and consequences? You may be seated. All right, so you're ready for a jury?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to call 12 names. Take them one at a time out of the box and call them.
James W. Ballard. Gus Carrito, C-A-R-I-O-T-A. Johnny Michelle. James Ian Abram. John W. Blackwell. Black Jr. Jake Paul Howard. Miller Williamson. Robert S. St. Peary. S-T-P-I-E-R-R-E. James R. Pate. Joe Stovall Jr.
Of Dr. Martin Luther King, I have recommended a sentence of accept that plea of guilty of the penalty of Earl Ray and the recommended punishment which has been accepted, offered by the state and accepted by James Earl Ray, the punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary at Nashville. The agent gives you that.
Not just yet, John. I won't make a few more remarks.
It's incumbent upon the state in a plea of guilty to a murder in the first degree to put on certain proof for your consideration. We have to put on proof of what we lawyers call a proof of the corpus delicti, which is the body of the crime. We will also put on several lay witnesses or police officers to fill you in on a certain important aspect of this case. And we'll introduce certain physical evidence through these witnesses. And Mr. Beasley, Mr. Dwyer will question these witnesses, and Mr. Beasley will give you a brief stipulation of facts that the state has gotten up, which contains what the state would prove by witnesses if it went to trial. And you will have the benefit of all of that information through this stipulation of facts, which has been agreed to by the state and by the defendant as what the state would prove if this matter went to trial. I just want to make one more statement to you, gentlemen, before we proceed with this matter. There have naturally many cases that have just gone right. There have been rumors going all around. Perhaps some of you have heard some of these rumors that Mr. James Earl Ray was a dupe in this thing, or a small guy, or a member of the conspiracy. Conspired plan to kill Dr. Martin.